Chiltern Chine. At Chiltern Chine, the coastal path goes inland around the car park. Take the opportunity to look out to sea before the path briefly leaves the coast. From here, you will see an area where several ships have wrecked in the past, some as a result of weather conditions, and others as a consequence of human error. A 19th century ship that met its destiny south of the Isle of Wight was the Saxmundham, a 91-metre iron-hulled screw steamship built in 1883 in Sunderland. En route from Newcastle to Ancona in Italy, with a cargo of coal and coke, it was commanded by Captain Milne and had a crew of 29. In the early hours of Sunday, November the 4th, 1888, the Saxmundham was struck by a Norwegian sailing vessel called the Nore on its way to Poland from New York. Henry Söderberg, a survivor of the Saxmundham, reported that he had been steering west by south before he was relieved at 0200. About 10 minutes later, a light was seen, and shortly after, the Nore struck the Saxmundham on the starboard side with such force that the ship filled with water quickly. Many of the crew were asleep below decks at the time of the collision, but were soon up and lowering the boats. A general-purpose boat, known as a jolly boat, and a lifeboat were lowered on the starboard side. Several crew members, including Captain Milne, boarded. However, the ship was listing heavily as the remaining men tried to launch the port side boats, and they had to be abandoned as the vessel sank. Saxmundham sank around 10 minutes later, and the two boats were able to pick up 5 more men from the water. Hails to the Nore went unanswered, and the two vessels drifted apart in the night. On board the lifeboats, the 8 crew members had to bail out water with their boots. Just before daybreak, they sighted a steamer, but it failed to notice them. Instead, they were picked up by the Waterbird, which took them to Portland. The crew in the jolly boat were picked up by another vessel and landed at Millwall in London. In all, 12 crew members were lost. The crew of the Nore remained with their vessel, which drifted as it took on water. It was sighted near Ventnor at about 9:30 on Sunday morning, waterlogged. Its decks were then level with the water. The crew were eventually taken off by a steamer. A naval vessel later identified the Nore southwest of St. Catherine's Point, but it proved impossible to tow to safety in the prevailing conditions. The following day it was seen drifting near the Needles and grounded on the shingle bank near the Needles Channel. It soon broke up, and much of the cargo of oil and paraffin washed up around the Isle of Wight coastline. The Scottish poet William McGonagall has written of this episode in the Collision in the English Channel. What is believed to be the remains of the Saxmundham now rest at a depth of 40 metres on sandy seabed that constantly shifts, so that at times it can cover or expose large parts of the wreck. There is a great amount of scattered material across the site, and in the middle of the wreck the two large boilers are still standing proud of the seabed. Much closer to you than the Saxmundham, the steamship Joannis Millas lies resting among the gullies off Chiltern, in only about 6 or 8 metres of water, about 0.5 miles offshore. Another Sunderland-built ship, though at the time registered in Greece, it was over 86 metres long. The story behind the wreckage dates back to the 11th of January in 1896, when, on its way to Rotterdam with a cargo of grain, it ran aground in mist and darkness and became wedged on rocks. The ship's forward compartment started to fill with water, but there was still hope that the ship could be floated free by removing the cargo. 3 days later, some 600 tons had been removed, but then the weather deteriorated. Although it floated at high tide, It was still held fast by the rock that had penetrated a forward compartment. On January the 16th, the ship was abandoned and considered a total loss. On the site today, the engine, boilers, and the propeller shaft are still visible, and the area is littered with frames, beams, and pieces of steel hull plating. The ship Warwick Deeping was built in 1934 in Selby in Yorkshire for the Newington Steam Trawling Company of Kingston-upon-Hull. It was commissioned into the Royal Navy in August 1939 and refitted as an anti-submarine vessel, being armed with a 4-inch forecastle gun and a twin-barrelled 5-inch machine gun. Just 14 months later, it became another casualty of the Second World War. HMS Listrac was a French coaster built in 1907, which, after conversion, had escaped across the Channel following the fall of France and been seized by the Royal Navy. On the 11th of October 1940, Warwick Deeping was patrolling the south coast of the Isle of Wight together with HMS Listrac. They were attacked by a group of 5 small German destroyers. Warwick Deeping was struck by 2 shells. One disabled the forward gun, the other hit the ship below the waterline. There was so much gunfire that Captain John Bruce on the Warwick Deeping thought that the enemy was coming under fire from British destroyers. Hoping that there would be time to reach the Isle of Wight, Warwick Deeping steered north, but the ship was so badly damaged that the crew had to abandon ship, and it sunk during the night. There were no casualties. On board Listrac, however, 5 men were killed during the action, and 6 died later from their wounds. Having taken more direct hits, it was also badly damaged and sank not far from the Warwick Deeping. Both Warwick Deeping and Listrac are popular dive sites for the local dive community. Warwick Deeping lies upright at a depth of 36 metres and is still remarkably intact. At 47.5 metres, the length of the wreck is close to the original measurements, and the wheelhouse still stands as the highest point. Studying these large iron ships gives archaeologists valuable information about wrecking processes and possible future underwater heritage management.